FM 90.3 WJTL, Jeremy Camp, Word of Life. Stephen Curtis Chapman, More Than Conquerors. Good morning to you. It's 7:51.
Hi, this is intern Paul, and we're going to take a quick look at Tuesday's forecast. Today, a mix of clouds and sun with isolated showers and thunderstorms. This morning becoming more widespread in the afternoon. High of 84 degrees, and tonight showers and thunderstorms continue with a low of 63. Today, up to 60 mile per hour gusts of winds. And winning Wednesday tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms again with a high of 69. It is currently 67 degrees.
And I'd like to thank these business listeners for their generous support. Allen Manufacturing and Supply, Lancaster, serving all residential, commercial, and industrial water conditioning needs. 717-394-7322. AllenWater.com. And thank you to the Tomato Barn, specializing in homegrown tomatoes and a full line of fresh produce. Open 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday. Ice cream served starting at 11. Located on Route 999 in Washington Borough, thetomatobarn.com.
Our very special guests for Bible to School, Corey Pennypacker and Todd Whitmer with us. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Corey Pennypacker is the Executive Director of Bible to School. And Corey, tell us a little bit about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School is a nonprofit organization that teaches the Bible to public school kids during their school day using the release time law. And what many people don't know is that kids do not hear about God anymore in our society. Only 25% of our country even goes to church.
Wow.
So I had a God story to tell you about that. There was a little boy who, and the way these programs actually, the truth of God actually gets into their hearts. We were doing a lesson on prayer, and the think about it question was, does God answer prayer? And we had a red light, and we had the red means God says no to prayer sometimes. Green means he says yes, and yellow means he says wait. And this little boy raised his hand and said, I'm yellow. And his small group leader said, well, what do you mean you're yellow? And he said, well, my mom's in jail, and I've been praying for her to come home safely.
Wow.
And so I'm yellow, I'm wait. And he had a big smile on his face, and I thought, wow. If we all could, even adults have trouble getting the concept of prayer and trusting God. And so we want to get these truths into these kids' lives. And that's what we do at Bible to School.
And how many schools are you in our area?
We're in 13 schools with us and our members. We have 33 Bible classes that happen weekly from September, end of September to the end of April. And we have lots of needs out there, Fred. So we have at least 21 volunteer openings.
Wow. We'll talk about that more and how folks get involved. But if they want to visit right now, they can visit you online.
Right. At Bible2school.com.
And today, Corey brought along Todd Whitmer, Todd, the CEO of the Whitmer Group. And Todd, you're involved as a supporter, and your wife and you are both involved as volunteers. Tell us why you're involved with Bible to School.
Yeah, so we got involved many, many years ago. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we just really have a passion, in addition to our church, to invest in things that are focused on the youth and changing our culture. And really, our youth and children are the future of our society and our country. And so, you know, one of the things, Corey, as you were telling your story, that I thought about was the neat opportunity with this outreach compared to some other outreaches where when you plant a seed for a precious second grader or third grader or a young child, that seed stays there. And even though life has twists and turns along the way, you know, it stays rooted there. And so at some point in life, when there's a hard time or a challenge, they're way more open to coming to church and turning their lives, you know, back to Christ because that seed was planted at a young age. And so that's just one of the reasons that we just think Bible to School is so great. And then the second thing I guess I'll say is that as a business person, you know, I see a lot of companies and a lot of investments, and one of the things that was really drilled into my head is that you can invest on a business level. You can invest in industries or companies that have good resources, but really the number one thing in return on investment is people. And when my wife and I, you know, we knew Corey, of course, for many years at LCBC, but as we know Corey, and she's known as the Energizer Bunny, and you know how organized she is, we just realized that the people that run Bible to School, Corey and her team of leaders, are just so well organized that the return on investment that we see there is amazing.
Yeah, if Corey, if people want to get involved like Todd and his wife have done, if they want to volunteer or if they want to support what you're doing, What's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. It's to go to our website. Also, parents can register their children, too. So if you want to donate, invest, volunteer, or register your children, come to BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. We would love to have you.
And they could find out online there if they're child's school has a Bible to school program.
Correct. And if you don't, contact us anyway, because we have a way now it's called a Bible to school membership that your church could possibly get a program in your school.
Volunteers are needed, support is needed, and we want to get your kids involved. Check it out online, Bible2school.com. It's Bible, the number two, school.com. Corey and Todd, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was awesome having you. Back to the music with Casting Crowns. This is Voice of Truth on WJTL.